Yeah, it's on now. All right, welcome to Florence Baptist Church, those online as well as those that are here. Kind of low in number right now, but I think some others are coming. It seems to be a little bit too loud. We're kind of echoing a little bit. Something's going on, a little bit loud. Ah, whoa, sorry about that. So let's go ahead. We're going to start off by singing hymn number 485. 485, This World Is Not My Home. Brother Gray's going to sing a number of songs about heaven and the joy of looking forward to the future and what Christ has for us, our heavenly home. He's preparing it. Isn't it amazing? It took God only 6 days to create the world, the universe, and everything around us, but he's taken over 2,000 years to prepare heaven. That is going to be very, very awesome. All right, here's a couple more people coming. Amen. Welcome. Now, what is your name? I can't remember. Who is this guy? What is his name? Anybody got a visitor card we need? Yeah. Welcome, Chuck. It's good to see you. You're on the prayer list right here. Is your knee doing better and your wrist?
I'm feeling a little bit better, but I still might be pushing
this. Okay. Well, tonight's a good night to push it a little bit. Brother Gray's going to encourage us in song tonight and some reading of scripture. And things like that. So let's just quickly look at some prayer requests. Of course, Chuck is one that we want to pray for, as well as Lila, who's had a quadruple heart bypass. And we need to pray for her that she will get the strength she needs. She'll be able to recover from all of this. We do have our prayer sheet here that we want to encourage you to grab, take home with you so that you can also pray. Continue to pray for Silcott's motorhome. That's our motorhome that we've owned for 6 years. We would like to sell it, and we do have a buyer that is kind of somewhat interested, and he's going to come up, have his mechanic look at it maybe tomorrow or Friday. So please pray that this will sell soon so that we can take a step in purchasing a vehicle to be able to get back and forth to the church and other ministry needs that we do have. It's kind of hard to drive the gas guzzler that we have in a van that we want to be able to trade in and do something a little bit different with. So those are prayer requests that we do have. Now, Chuck's sitting down. Good to see him. And Norm, he's had some issues too. He's going to go see the doctor, you said, tomorrow. And we'll continue to pray for Norm as well and others in the church. So let's go ahead and sing hymn number 485, 485. This world is not my home. Let's go ahead and stand together as we sing tonight, as we get started in our service that we're looking so much forward to. I guess we don't have a piano, do we? No, I got to start this off a cappella. Here we go. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior, me, and now I'm onward go. I know he'll take me through. I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen. Let's go ahead and look to the Lord in a word of prayer as we look forward to Brother Gary here tonight. Our dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who are here tonight who have taken some time out of their busy schedule. We thank you for the fact that Kevin was able to get off work and to be a part of the service tonight where he lives to be. We want to pray for Chuck in his physical situation and not feeling very good. We think of his wrist and his knee. We pray that you'll bless him, and we thank you that he feels well enough to be able to come, and I pray it will not set him back, but that he'll continue to get more healthy and stronger and to feel much better. And Father, we'll thank you for it. I pray for Norm, who also isn't feeling very well, going to go see the doctor tomorrow. I pray that you'll bless him. Give doctors wisdom to know the situation and what's going on. And we also pray for his vehicle problems, that things aren't running the way he would like them to. I pray that either you'll find a way to help him to repair what he has or to replace it. We just pray you'll give him wisdom and direction in the way that he should go. I pray for others who are not doing well, not feeling well in the church, would just love to be here. I pray that you'll continue to strengthen them, help them to overcome what they have and the issues that there are, and pray that you'll give them health and strength and looking forward to the future and their desire to be here with us tonight. Father, we just pray you'll bless us and encourage us tonight. I pray for those online as well that will be able to listen and take part in this service. That will be a blessing to all those who are here and a blessing to each one as we look forward to heaven and look forward to your promises. Although things do not look good here in this world today, we know that you have a plan. Your will be done no matter what takes place, no matter what evil or problems that occur. We know that trials and struggles, even like Joseph thrown into a pit, ended up being the prince of Egypt. Father, we know that difficulties come, and they're for your good and for direction within our lives. Use this for your honor and glory, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, at this time, you may be seated. I'd like to invite Brother Gray to come. And he has a whole hour prepared for us today in song and message. Thank you so much, brother. You come present to us what God laid upon your heart. Thank you so much.
Well, I hope you like happy music because I like singing happy music. Amen. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. So long to the storm clouds. Take a look at those clear sunny skies. Listen to the birds as they're singing like the angels up on high. Take that smile that you've been saving. Oh, it's time to set it free. I have found that it's contagious. Simple smile right back at me. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. Was yesterday gloomy? Well, it's time to turn the page. There's no obligation. Don't always have to act your age. When you have his joy inside you, let it glimmer like a jewel. Let it bloom just like a flower. Soon your garden will be full. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe by the taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. Where every day will be a beautiful day. Amen. Maybe this is just a taste of what heaven is going to be like. Well, here's songs about Beulah, or heaven, if you will. Is not this the land of Beulah? Blessed, blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the is always bright. I am dwelling on that mountain where the golden sunlight gleams, or a land of wondrous beauty that far exceeds my fondest dreams, where the air is pure, ethereal, laden with the breath of flowers. They are blooming by the fountain, is not this the land of Beulah? Blessed, blessed land of light, where the flowers bloom forever and the sun is always bright. Oh, Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, as on thy highest mount I stand, I look away across the sea, where mansions are prepared for me, and near the shining glory shore, my song in that medley, Beulah Land, the beginning of it says, I'm kind of homesick for a country to which I've never been before. And even though I've never been there, I got to tell you, I am getting homesick for it. With the way things are going in our society, it makes me long for my home. Now, we've been on the road now as of December this last year, December 12th, 40 years singing gospel music. I was real young when I started, not so young now. I'll tell you what, Brother Silcox, when you have to fill out a form, and you go through all the questions on the questionnaire, and it wants to know your address, and then it wants to know how you found out about something, then it wants to know your age. And then it gives you this whole different group of selection. You know, like 15 to 20, 21 to 26, and then 27 to 30. It's really disheartening. This happened to me about a month ago. It's disheartening when you go down the list and you realize you're now in the last group. In fact, this group, it ended at 64. next year I won't have a group to be in. I'll be past the group. But that's how long we've been on the road. But here's the thing: when we first started on the road, I was younger than every guy I sing for, but one guy. Now I'm older than about 3/4 of the fellas I sing for. And I began to make a list 2 years ago of the men that I've sung for, pastors, evangelists. Now, I don't want you to feel worried here, brother, but pastors and evangelists and missionaries that we've been with in meetings or I've sung for regularly that have already preceded me to glory. And right now, it's at 98. Back in October, I forget where we were at when we got the news about Brother Storm. Of course, I'm not feeling sorry for him because I guarantee he's not. He's feeling sorry for us if it was possible, because he's where he always preached about. He's home. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Let me read a passage of scripture for you. And I'm sure that you have mulled this over many times since Brother Dale's home going. But it's John chapter 14. John chapter 14 says this: "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Listen, I'm not there yet. Brother Dale is. He's already in his eternal home. There's a song that I got ready to record. I might have sung just a makeshift version of it last year, but since then we've recorded it. And I hope it's a blessing, because it's just entitled, "Going to Heaven." And I'm ready to go home. Listen, we could very well continue to go through some trials down here, But when we're home, as Brother Dale is now home, I'm sure Brother Dale would tell you all the trials of the life that you are living are worth what I'm experiencing right now. A song my mama used to sing, a song called Through It All. Think about that. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places, and I have seen a lot of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. And in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus comes to me and tells me I'm His own. And through it all, through all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Now I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that He could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. And through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. On His word, I've learned to depend upon His word. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. All life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. Just one glimpse of His dear face, all our sorrows will erase. So of scripture, because folks, as much as I long for heaven, we do have an opportunity of still living down here till the Lord does call us home. And in these times that we're living, it's pretty obvious it's not always easy, is it? He never promised it was going to be easy. No place in scripture does it say the Christian life is going to be a bed of roses. In fact, it's exactly the opposite. Paul, as he's writing to the church there in Ephesus, he writes in chapter 6, beginning in verse 12, or how about this, verse 11. Pretty obvious that we're supposed to be in a battle of some kind. He says this in verse 11 of chapter 6 in Ephesus, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Oh, we've seen that. We're experiencing that right now. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, I'm not real bright. I'm just a dumb singer. But it seems to me, if we're supposed to put on all this armor he's talking about, he must expect that we're going to be in a battle. But by the very fact that he gives us the armor, he tells us how we can survive in the battle. I like what this song says. It says this: "I may lose a battle then, but now and then." Now listen, folks, sometimes we lose a few battles. But in Christ, I've already won the war. This old world's a battlefield where we must fight each day to overcome the evil one and send him on his way. Like a man or his almighty God, there's no greater near or far. I may lose a battle now and then, but I've already won the war. When you're afraid and all alone, and you think that no one cares, and the daily task of getting by has brought you to despair, just take God's word into your heart and on his promise stand. No, you may lose a battle now and then, but the victory's in God's hands. You can have this confidence that helps to see you through. If you but give him residence and let him live inside of you, he never promised that it's easy, but salvation's worth some scars. I may lose a battle now and then, but I've already won the war. He never promised that it's easy,
but salvation comes from stars. I may lose a battle now and then, but I've already won. The victory is mine. I've already won the
excited about that, can't you? And of course, that's the message we need to tell. And that's what he's asked us to do in this life. Through all the hardships, through all the trials, yes, we can look forward to heaven, but we've got a gospel message to proclaim, and we need to tell that. Even if they don't believe you, just tell them. Even if they won't receive you, tell them for me. Please tell them for me that I love them and I came to let them know. When it seems you are forsaken, just tell them. When it seems your earth is shaken, tell them for me. Please tell them for me that I love them and I came to let them know. Tell that lonely man who walks the cold streets all alone. Tell that crying child who doesn't even have a home. Tell those hungry people dying lost and in despair, for they don't even know I care. On the streets and on the highways, tell them, even on the byways, tell them, I can mend the broken heart and restore the ones who've parted, for I came to let them know. The gospel message is that Christ came, he was born of a virgin, he went to the cross. If there was ever anybody that was born to die, you've heard that cliche, born to die, only one person can ever make that claim, born to die, that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He came specifically to die on the cross of Calvary, having been born of a virgin to give us a sinless, perfect sacrifice. He went to the cross of Calvary. Of course, he didn't stay dead. Amen. He rose again on the third day, just exactly like he said he was going to do. And Paul tells us that that is the gospel in Corinthians 15, the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we know he's risen, but here's a question for you, and I do like answers. Where does the Bible say the Lord Jesus Christ is right now? Right hand of the Father. You got it. Everybody said it at once. That was good, class. Praise the Lord. You all get an A. Now, here's one to ponder. Have to kind of do like our old maybe our first grade teachers used to say, all right, children, put on your thinking caps. because they wanted you to use your imagination. Maybe she's going to read a story, and you'd have to kind of put your head on your desk and use your imagination as she read. I want you to kind of do that. I want you to think about the position. Now, we don't understand the Godhead. We don't understand the Trinity and how it all works. Our minds, our finite minds, could never understand it. But the Word of God does say that the Son of God is sitting on the right hand of the Father. Try to imagine what the Father sees when He looks at the Son. Now, folks, when I think of the cross of Calvary, Pastor, I'll be honest with you. I know me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve any of it. And guess what? None of you do either. We're all in the same boat. But He stayed on the cross, and the Father left His Son on the cross, dying for us. Think about that. Thank you, Lord. From the cross on Calvary's hill, there's a cry that echoes still. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He could have set him free that day, but instead he walked away and left His Son there dying for me. He was dying for me. He left Him dying for me. What kind of love can this be? What did He see in me to leave Him dying for me? He shunned the innocent voice. Instead, He made me His choice. He said that I could go free, left His Son on the tree, dying for me. Here's where you have to use your imaginations, folks. Just think about this. Think about God, the Father, looking at His Son right now. I can't help but wonder now, as God views His wounded brow and those hands that bore such pain and agony, if a holy teardrop falls in that moment, He recalls the day He left His Son there dying for me. He was dying for me. He left Him dying for me. What kind of love can this be? What did He see in me to leave Him dying for me? He shunned the innocent voice. Instead, He made me His choice. He said that I could go free, left His Son all dying for me. He said that I could go free, left his son on the tree, dying for me.
Thank you.
For me. Left him dying there, shed every drop of his blood. I still sing songs about the blood. I'll never stop. When Satan tells me that I'm unworthy to be in the family of God, I'm so glad because of grace I can look back to where my sin debt was paid eternally. I look to blood on Calvary, the precious blood that set me find hope, there I find peace and victory. I look to the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. If you are struggling with doubt and failure, just look toward that cross of Calvary. You will find this very hour sufficient grace and saving power. If you'll only believe and trust in his name, just look to the blood on Calvary, the precious blood that set me hope, there I find peace and glory. I look to the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. I look to the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary.
Service tonight, Miss Nancy came up and was asking about a song about the blood that I did a couple of years ago, and I'd given the story behind it. I'm not going to take the time to give the story, but needless to say, Andre Crouch, when he wrote this song as a young teenager, he originally had thrown the song away, but through providence, the song was rescued from the trash can and ended up being probably one of the first songs he was ever well known for, and it is without a doubt my favorite song. I don't know why it's taken me 40 years to record it. We put it on our latest CD. But it just says this. The blood will never, ever lose its power.
Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me
way, way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it soothes all my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches to the high. The lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. Praise God, it will never its power. Was that the song? Amen. I love singing that song. I'm so glad that after 40 years, we finally decided to record my all-time favorite song about the blood. Well, there's a reason I sing about the blood. It's because it's through the blood. That's the only way we can have our sin paid for. In fact, that's the main purpose for the virgin birth, folks, is to give us a sinless sacrifice. He was born of a virgin, and he wasn't tainted with the sin of man. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. And if you want to understand that, you have to read there in the book of Acts where it says, the church of God, God the Father, which he, God the Father, hath purchased with his own blood. His, God the Father's own blood. How was that possible? Through the virgin birth. That wasn't just normal blood flowing through the veins of Jesus Christ. It was godly blood. It was perfect, sinless blood. That's why there in Hebrews 9 and 10, when it talks about how the priest went in one time after all the other years preceding it, when it was just a foretaste of what was to come on Calvary, Christ went into the Holy of Holies. You might want to know what happened to his blood. It's on the mercy seat in heaven. Listen, he has flesh, he had bone. He said, spirit hath not flesh and bone. And they were afraid of him because they thought he was a spirit. And I looked at that because most people, when you try to get them to quote that, they'll say flesh and blood. No, it says flesh and bone. His flesh is eternal. His bone is eternal. I got news for you. So is his blood. It's still in existence. It's on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies of heaven. And we know there's got to be a Holy of Holies of heaven because it says in Hebrews that it was only the pattern of the things that were in heaven, those things that were out there in the wilderness that Moses set up, that was only a figure of what was already in glory. So the blood is important. It was the blood that paid for us. It's the blood that redeemed us. We read about that in 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. It says we're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold, but it goes on to say, but with the precious blood of Christ. That's why I can sing tonight. There is a Redeemer. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, God's own Son.
Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah, all for sinners slain. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leading your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, my Father, for giving us your Son and leading your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. Precious Lamb of God, Messiah,
because he loved us. You can't go through life saying that nobody doesn't love you, that nobody cares. I like what it says. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say that. He loved us, and he proved it on the cross of Calvary. He walked the Via Dolorosa, struggling hard to stay upright. The beams were heavy on his shoulders, pushed along by Roman soldiers. Love could not give up the fight. They formed a cross and laid him on it, drove the nails into his hand. Some may see a broken spirit, all I see is love and mercy where the cross of Calvary stands. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross. All the years that I spent searching to find that thing that's real and true, all along the cross of Calvary, was the price that he paid for me, so that I could make it through. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross. He could have called 10,000 angels. We ascended to his throne. But if he left the cross of Calvary, he would have to go without me, and I would never make it home.
You can't say he didn't love
us. You can't say he didn't love us.
You can't say he didn't love us
more than anybody's loved us when he loved us from the cross. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross.
How many of you can say tonight, Brother Mark, I'm thankful that he loved us from the cross? I can say amen to that. Well, here's a question for you. How many rich people do we have here tonight? Hey, I think you already know where I'm going. Honey, you're going to have to go to the end of that playlist, I think, or someplace down there. I wasn't planning on singing this, but I've been here pretty serious here of late. But I got to tell you, people go through life and they think, well, man, I don't have much. Well, if you're a Christian, first of all, you've got your needs supplied. Doesn't say you're going to get everything you want. But folks, you think about it. And I'm just going to give you some doctrine here. When we are born again, we're adopted into the family of God. Guess what that makes us? That, not only is Jesus Christ our Savior, but he is our adopted brother. Think about that. The Bible says in 1 John, we can become sons of God through salvation. And if I'm an adopted son, guess what? I'm a joint heir. A joint heir of what? Of who? God the Father. We sing the song as kids that Jesus, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Well, if that's the case, then so do I in Christ. I might not have it all here, but I already read there out of John 14 about what he's promised. He didn't promise us a cabin. He didn't promise a motor home or a bigger fifth wheel. He promised, he said, a mansion. In my house, my Father's house are what? Many mansions. So you're looking at somebody that I might look poor, and on this earth, most people probably say, Brother Mark, you're sorry. You're pretty poor, all right. But we're not talking about money per se, but you're looking at somebody. And this is an old Happy Goodman song I'm getting ready to record. I hope you can handle it. If you don't like happy music, you're going to hate this song. Trust me. It says this: I'm a poor, poor rich man. Listen. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. I got a home in the sky that money couldn't buy. I'm a poor rich man. We usually judge a man by the clothes that he wears or by the car that he's riding in. And you can usually tell if he's doing very well by the house that he's living in. Well, I am here
to say it doesn't work that way with everybody I know. Because I just got acquainted with some poor rich folks a little while ago. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. I got a home in the sky that money couldn't buy. I'm a poor rich man. Now, how many rich people do we have here tonight? Every hand ought to go up if you know Christ, amen. Just a poor, poor rich man. I tell you, this verse is true. When a man is rich with this world's goods, he's usually got a lot of friends. They all want to try and live so high when they know that it's a sin. Oh, but even if I could, I don't believe that I would want the riches of this old world. And when it's time to go, I'll be glad I know I'm a poor rich man. Now I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. I got a home in the sky that money couldn't buy. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor, poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. Oh, you see, it really happened to me. Now I'm a millionaire. Well, I know that I am poor, but I got a lot more than many rich folks that I know. I got a home in the sky that money couldn't buy. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man. I'm a poor rich man.
Amen. I think that song is worth recording somewhere down the line. Amen. Well, do you have time for one more? It's a song I've been closing with ever since the end of March last year. When all this stuff with the, I'm not going to get into the politics of it. If you want to ask me what I think about it, come ask me after the services. I mean, I know there's people getting sick. I know there's people in this church been sick. We've had three friends die from this. But when it was all getting started, I found out about it when I was over in Nepal. I was listening to British news and heard about it even in November back in 2019. I had no idea what was in store for us. But when we got to California, they had already started closing that state down. In fact, it was getting so bad, we were there singing for our old home church and a couple other churches in the area, and Mary and I, we began to pray, please, Lord, let us get out of this state. Because we were hearing rumors that they were going to close down Arizona border and Nevada border to Californians coming in. And I'm not a California. I wanted to get out of there. And praise the Lord, we made it out into Nevada the day they closed that state down. And let me tell you for sure, when they closed the casinos in Nevada, they mean business. There wasn't anything open. I mean, they had some stores open with very, very heavy regulations. And we got into Nevada just in time for the great toilet paper crisis of 2020. Never thought I'd ever experience anything quite like that. I wouldn't even go to store for 3 weeks. I finally went just to see what it was like. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, we got into Nevada, and I was supposed to sing, I think, in three or four churches in Las Vegas itself, but we don't like parking there. I like parking on the other side of Mount Charleston in a little town that we love. It's called Pahrump, Nevada. And there's a church there, Choice Hills Baptist Church, very precious friend of ours, Carl England Jr., pastors that church. Took that church, was running about 35. It runs about 300 or more now, and it's a phenomenal church. God has just so blessed them. But when we got there and they closed everything down, all the guys, all the churches over in Las Vegas itself, they weren't set up for any kind of live streaming. They could do Facebook, and so what they were doing is they were coming in sometime during the week, no appointed time. They were just taping themselves, preach a message, and then they'd put it on during the Sunday morning hour because they couldn't have services. And so that pretty well wiped out our schedule. But we were safe, and we were praising the Lord for that. Brother Carl said, "You just park here as long as you need to. You know, we love you guys, and you know, we've got all the hookups and everything. You got internet, you got it all." And it's one of my favorite places to ride. We always try to, I'm a cyclist, and I always try to take a week off in between Sundays just to relax and ride every day about 50 to 60 miles every day. And so it happened at a good time, I guess. But we thought, well, what are you going to do with this other time that we've got? And so Mary came up with the idea, why don't you think about doing a concert or something online? They're set up for it. See, the church there at Choice Hills Baptist, they'd been doing live streaming for 5 years. They were old hats at it. And man, you guys do such a wonderful job. Hey, Brother Dana, you listening? Thank you for making it possible for me to just tap in. But see, even 2 years ago, I couldn't have done this here. All we did tonight, we just came in, tapped in, and hopefully there's people that are able to watch and understand, and hopefully it sounded all right. And I'm sure Brother Dana's been doing everything on his end to make sure that comes out. But these churches weren't prepared for it. But we were noticing that even Christians, sad to say, Christians were running around with like chickens with their heads cut off in fear over what was happening. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Can't find toilet paper. What are we going to do? I'm telling you, it was a little disconcerting for me, because people always say, "Brother Mark, how do you feel about it?" Well, I feel the same way about it now that I did then, and even before then. I'm not trusting in politicians or in the health people of this world to keep me healthy. I'm not in their hands. I'm upheld by the right hand of the Father. There's absolutely nothing I'm going to do. If God's got a plan for my life that he wants to put me through a sickness like that, it doesn't matter what I do. But I can tell you this, if I get sick, he promises the sustaining grace. If I get so sick that he calls me out of this life, I'm not afraid of heaven. I'm ready for it. So it's a win-win situation for me. Sustaining grace or heavenly prospects, I'll tell you. Well, so we decided to do the concert. Brother Carl, when I mentioned it to him, he says, "Man, Brother Mark, that's a perfect idea. I was telling you, there's probably something we could do to make this your stay here special." That's it. I'll tell the sound guys, you're going to be with us Easter anyway. Let's do it the Friday night before Easter. We don't believe in Good Friday, but we're going to have a Good Friday concert. So I put it on Facebook about 2 weeks out. And I said, "If you have a special song that has been a blessing to you, just get it to me." I gave him my home, our cell number, my email addresses. I gave him every way to get a hold of me. And I started making a playlist. It was on Wednesday before that Friday. I was looking at my playlist and I go, "Uh-oh, I don't know that I should have done this." Because my playlist, the way it works, without any songs being duplicated, it tells me how many songs, and it tells me how long it's going to take to get through that playlist. And it was 3 hours and 27 minutes. And I thought, man, even Carl England Jr. cannot sit in an easy chair at home eating popcorn for 3 hours. So I began to have to whittle it down. But there were some songs that were requested more than just one time. And there was one song, Pastor, that had been requested, I think it was 19 times, because it was on the minds of people. And folks, you take a look at what's going on around us financially, medically, everything is just falling right into the place. Ought not catch us by surprise. We know he's coming as a thief in the night, but he tells Christians that we ought not be caught by surprise. Now, we don't know the day or the hour, but when it takes place, it ought not catch us by surprise, because we should be able to look at the signs. And man, the signs are evident. So I decided, obviously, that I would close that night service of music with this song. And I decided that until God changes my mind, I'm going to close every concert with this song. I'm not looking down I'm looking up. Some people are looking forward. I'm looking up. I'm looking forward, but I'm looking up at the same time. This is what I'm listening for. That very thing that Matthew's Gospel chapter 25 talks about. And it says, and behold, the cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the call. At the midnight cry, we'll be going home. When Jesus steps out about politics, any of that stuff. I'm listening for a shout. I look around me. I can see prophecies fulfilling. Oh, yes. For the signs of the times, they're appearing almost here. The Father, as he says, son, go get my children. And one day, at that midnight cry, the bride of Christ is going. Let me pray with you folks. Before I pray, let me ask this. I'm wondering if there might be some tonight that say, Brother Mark, I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot go to a place on this planet and draw a circle and say, that's where it happened. That's where I accepted Christ. I like church. I've gone to church. But I really don't know of a time that I honestly repented of my sin and accepted Christ as my personal Savior. I'm not sure that heaven that you sung about tonight, I'm not sure that heaven is my home. I believe in Christ. I know that he shed blood for me, but I've never asked for him to save me from my sin. I can't go back to a place like that in my life. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that at all? I'd be remiss if I left a service, regardless of how many people are there. Say, Brother Mark, I'm not sure I'm saved. Would you pray for me? All right, I'm wondering if there might be some Christians. Say, Brother Mark, the Lord's touched my heart. I need it tonight. And I just want to raise my hand tonight and say thank you. I'm wondering if there might be some Christians like that. Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to pray with you, and then Brother, he'll come and he'll close as he sees fit. Our Heavenly Father, we do want to praise you tonight. You're always present when your word is given, and it's been given not only through the scripture that's been read, but the songs that have been sung that have been based on the word of God. And I thank you, Lord, that even though I might not have much in this world, I am a poor rich man. And I thank you, Father, for your Son, for his shed blood, for the free gift of salvation. And I look back to March the 11th of 1965, to that third step going up to the Sunday school wing, where I can draw a circle around that step and say, that's where it happened. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with these folks, give them great discernment in the days to come as they are seeking for the man that would be the right man to fill this pulpit and to be the under-shepherd for the flock that you have here in Florence. I pray that this church would just go forward and be a real gospel beacon in the days ahead. We thank you for Brother Dana and his help tonight and helping get things set up. And I pray, Lord, more than anything, as people leave here tonight, they will leave here saying, it was good to be in the house of God, and I'm leaving differently than I came. My heart has been lifted. And I know I can face another day, knowing that through it all, it'll all be worth it. One day, as heaven is our ultimate home. Lord, we praise you for all that you've done, the way you've worked in hearts. And all of God's people said, amen. Thank you, brother. I don't hardly ever say anything about the CDs. They're there. I think almost everything I recorded tonight is available. So if you're interested, it's back there. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brother Gray. It's a good evening. Oh, our hope is in heaven. Thanks so much for listening. Those of you on the internet, just wanted to let you know you are welcome to come anytime to Florence Baptist Church. Love to have you. Sunday school, 9 o'clock Sunday morning, 10 o'clock morning service. And then, of course, in the evening at 5, and then Wednesday night at 6. If you've been blessed tonight, give us a call, and we could answer any questions that you might have. Lord bless you. Have a great evening. You are dismissed.
You ask me why.